Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at the Caldwell County Extension Office. Switch sides of the table. We want to talk with Ashley Borden a little bit, our family consumer science agent. And Ashley, you guys talk about some of the things you're doing in Caldwell County.
Okay, well, we've got lots going on here in the next few weeks, and a Family and Consumer Sciences, we build strong families, so we offer lots of different programs in a wide range of topics, but tonight, actually, we are talking about Savor the Flavor, and we're going to talk about oils and vinegars, so that's, I'm really excited about that. And then coming up, and this has really taken off, and I was really excited. Because sometimes you just don't know what is going to be of interest. And we are doing an international food series. And our first one is all about Ireland. And yes, and that's coming up in March. And we're just going to explore the history of Irish foods. We're going to play Irish bingo because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to sample some Irish dishes. So really excited about that.
That's a pretty cool thing to do. What kind of Irish dishes are you sampling? I'm kind of, you got my attention here.
Okay, well now you've got me on the spot. So I've got to think back to what is on my list. Well, I know we're going to do soda bread. We are going to do that. And then there, I'm afraid that I'll mispronounce it, but Cocannon.
Okay.
And so we're going to try that. And then I've got something else up my sleeve that I'm thinking about, but I've got to test it first to make sure that it's going to be worth trying for me.
I love that. I think it's neat. But, you know, I think in your family and consumer science programs, you really kind of change to the times. And you have a lot of people who really enjoy experimenting with new things.
Mm-hmm. We do. And we've got a basic sewing workshop coming up for those who are just beginning. They just want to figure out how to use their sewing machine, and maybe they have recently purchased one, or maybe they inherited a sewing machine. So I'm really excited that we've got a few more spots left, and it's an adult sewing class. Well, Rhonda does the youth. She takes care of that. So if you've got youth that want to sew, then hold tight. And but for our adults, we've got a beginner sewing class coming up, and it's going to be a three-part series. Learn how to use the sewing machine, just learn the basics of sewing. And that's been something that has been on my mind for quite a bit now, and so I'm excited to get that scheduled.
I think it's neat because, you know, some of these crafts and arts like this are coming back. People really want to be engaged in them and learn how to do them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and food preservation, canning. We offer a canning class each summer, late spring, early summer, and that has been a big hit too here in the last several years. I've been here for 13 years, and it seems like, you know, okay, I'm going to offer a canning class. You know, we had a very small crowd. And then now here in the last few years, it has really jumped up. People are really starting to think about preserving their foods in a safe way. So you're right. We change with the times and see what is needed in the community and try to offer that as quickly as possible. Sometimes it takes me a minute.
My wife loves to can beets every year. She loves beets, and it's become an art because she's managed to figure out a way to use Splenda instead of sugar in them. So they're healthy for people who are diabetics too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we've got recipes that will help reduce the sugar, and we always want to make sure that we're using a research-based recipe. So we try to provide that information. So if you're interested in something like that, then check us out and let me know, and I will see what I can find for you.
You got me on the Irish cooking class. I mean, just fascinated by other countries. And we were just talking earlier, we visited Italy a few years ago, and Italy and Amsterdam, a few places like that. The food are the things you remember because it's like, you know, everything has a unique flavor everywhere you go.
Yes, and I'm really excited about it. Now, obviously, we're going to have to change some of the, because we may not have exactly the same ingredients.
Right.
And that's why I said I've got one up my sleeve, but I know I don't have that ingredient.
Right.
So we're going to test it and see first. But just learning about other cultures, and I'm really excited. This class has taken off, so I've got others thinking along for the rest of the year for an international food series, and we're going to sample and taste and just have a good time.
Do you have several homemakers in the homemaker groups in the county?
We do. We have 9 traditional homemaker club groups, and those are the ones that meet each month, and they go through a lesson, and they fellowship, and they have a great time, let me tell you. Right. And then we have 9 traditional clubs, 2 specialty clubs, a book club, and a sit and sew club.
Nice.
So we've got a sewing club. They meet during the day once a month. They bring their projects. They work all day. They have a good time over there. And then the book club, they meet once a month, and sometimes they have a shared read, and sometimes they just come and talk about the books that they're reading.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great just really engaging people where they are in their lives and helping to enhance that life. Ashley, that's really what you're doing, right?
Yes, that is my goal. I want to help make everybody's life better.
So you mentioned that the different classes coming up. Anything else particularly on the way that people might want to look for in the future? I like the preservation class, because those are things. I love tomato juice. So we put up tomato juice every year, and just learning how to do that's been fun.
Yes. So that will be coming up, and I have not set a date for that, but that'll be late May, early June. And then I'm working on a meal planning, not necessarily prepping yet. I want to start with the planning and then move to a meal prep, because I think that's a big thing that people are thinking about right now. And so that is coming up. The meal planning is coming up later in April.
In meal planning, how do you plan a meal? Well, I think it's important, because if you can plan your meals out, you may be able to save a little money on your groceries and kind of have an idea of what you're going to be doing that week.
Definitely. And it makes my life easier if I will plan ahead of time instead of getting home after work and being like, what are we eating tonight? I don't know. So I, as someone who teaches this, sometimes will not plan. And then I'm just like, what did I do? But we're going to talk about just the basics of meal planning, using AI to plan meals, and just talking a little bit about it, and even talking about meal kits. Those are pretty popular, and just looking at the advantages, the disadvantages. They're not for everyone, and I'm not going to promote one over the other. I'm not promoting any of it, I am going to promote meal planning itself, but just take a look at all 3 of those things and how they can fit together, how they could work or not work in a family. Because I'm not going to tell you everything works, because it doesn't.
We were just visiting Saturday. This will be a future Traveling Bluegrass show for us. But we were visiting with Adam and Leslie Barnes. And Adam said they took some mixes. They have pre-made like cornbread mixes that from their corn they grow on their farm. And he said, we took mixes. We never figured we'd sell any of them. He said, we sold more mixes than we did of the actual cornmeal, just the regular cornmeal. He said, but people are looking for, hey, I can fix this real quickly, just add a couple of ingredients and go. And so I think if people have a way to plan, it makes a big difference.
Yes, for sure. And then if you know what you're doing we know what we're doing. But if you're thinking ahead that I'm going to make chicken today, I'm going to use that today, and then not tomorrow, but the next day I'm still going to have chicken. Well, I can go ahead and make my chicken on Monday and still have it on Wednesday.
Way to plan a meal, right?
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. I think that'll be a fun class.
How do people keep up with the things you're doing in FCS?
We have a Facebook page. We have a county Facebook page, Caldwell County Cooperative Extension. And then I also have an Ashley Board-FCS. And that I post all the FCS stuff as well. But it's on our county page. We have a website. Give me a call. Get on my email list.
maybe that's an idea. We could do cooking with Ashley and Alan. How about that? We'd do a show one of these days. How about that? I like that idea.
Yeah.
So sounds good. Ashley Board with us with the Caldwell County Extension Office, and neat things. Check out the things she's doing. You'll love the programs here. They've got a lot of great programs going on, whether it be 4-H at County Extension Agent for Agriculture or FCS, however you want to do it. They've got a lot of great things to check out. We're on WPKY 103.3 FM at 1580 AM and broadcasting from the Caldwell County Extension Office.